a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter, and today we explore Peter's breakfast. Let's have a look here in John chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. "When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, 'Bring some of the fish that you have just caught.' So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, 'Come and have breakfast.' Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, 'Who are you?' because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead." So what do you think about Peter's breakfast here? I don't know what you had for breakfast this morning or what you're going to have, but what about his breakfast? What an extraordinary encounter. So once again, we see Peter encountering Jesus by a lake. Remember Luke chapter 5? And once again, like there, the night's fishing is fruitless. And once again, like that time, Jesus gives fishing instructions, though he's not technically equipped to do so, being a preacher carpenter rather than a fisherman. And once again, like in Luke chapter 5, in response to the miracle, which is before the passage we just read, Peter humbles himself. He gathers a cloak around him because he's naked, jumps in the water, swims to the shore. That's not the sort of thing a dignified person would do. So there are a lot of parallels here between Luke 5 and the section here. As someone wrote in a commentary I read, "The last time Peter stood over a charcoal fire, he denied Jesus." That's John 18. Now Jesus makes him stand over another charcoal fire, and with it, review old memories and remove them. And we'll talk more about that in the next couple of podcasts. How do you suppose Peter was feeling when he saw Jesus cooking breakfast, a fishy breakfast? What about when he handed him the bread and the fish? At the very least, we can be sure that he received a message from Jesus in all this. And that message, I would suggest, is something like, "I want fellowship with you. No matter what you've done in denying me, I want you here, around my table, as close to me as a man can get." Do you ever feel that there are times when your behavior, whether currently or in the past, merits Jesus withdrawing from you? I might suggest you might like to meditate on this story, read it through and think about it and pray through it and be reassured otherwise. God wants you at his table. Jesus wants you at his table. If he wants to embrace Peter at this hospitality event, if he wants to give him food, if he wants to prepare and cook that breakfast and eat it together with Peter, if that's true for Peter, the man who denied Jesus, indeed called down curses on his head to say that he had nothing to do with this man, if that's how Jesus treats Peter, how much more will he be willing to draw you and I close to him? It's important that we take time to thank God for wanting us at his table. It's important to thank him, to be grateful, to embrace it. Even though you may not feel worthy, surely Peter did not, you can be reassured that there is no barrier in Jesus' mind between him and you. He forgives. He wants you there. He delights in you, just like Jesus did with Peter. Take some time to thank God for calling you to eat at his table. I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your entire world inspired by God doing a new thing. So until tomorrow, take care and God bless.